Now that we know the basics of everyday ways of knowing, let's criticize how they might change or alter our views. There were four main problems. The first is accuracy. We sometimes think we know things to be true when they're not. Eyewitness testimonies are a great way of thinking about accuracy. Think about the example we watched in class. Or another example would be, you and your friend go get food at Poncheros. A guy hits on your friend, but you think she likes it because he's flirting with her. However, when she leaves, she expresses to you that he was bothering her. Our second issue is overgeneralization. This can be seen by applying a single incident to all other incidents. Overgeneralization is taking a single or few experiences and generalizing them to the whole. An example would be saying that the CAN buses is never in service because you saw one CAN bus that says, "I'm not in service." The third problem is cognitive conservatism, which are contradictions in the things that we already know. It's associated with perception, meaning how someone views and interprets a situation based on pre-existing knowledge. An example would be, if you like McDonald's more than Wendy's, you may conduct skewed research when testing whose burger is better. Or if you go to Iowa, but are asked to review Iowa State's campus, you might be biased on your opinion. The fourth problem is the fact that things can contradict. There can be knowledge that contradicts or opposes views. An example would be the saying, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder," contradicts out of sight, out of mind. Intercontradictions is when you possess two forms of knowledge that contradict each other. This could happen when you go to two different doctor's offices and they give you two different diagnoses. Which one is correct? This is a contradiction in our minds.